切掉，就拎了把前面切掉，你看的是。我们刚才讲到 Francis 他爱佛的经历，其实从他刚刚信主，他就追求对主的爱，对神的爱慕。所以有个见证讲到他刚信主，跟一群的信徒沿着街道一边走一边唱诗，在那边赞美神，大家都在往前走，但是 Francis 就一个人落在后面，大家都到后面来找他，都看见法兰西斯神情如痴如醉，就笑他说 Oh Francis you are in love， 法兰西斯你在谈恋爱了，是在想着你的爱人。结果 Francis 回答说You are right， 对了，我将会得到一个新娘，那么的美丽，那么的可爱，超过任何的想象的。的确，耶稣就是他的爱人，就是他的良人。他一个人在后面被主的爱摸着了，他也摸着了主的爱，所以因着他心里面充满了主的爱，他能够一生活得喜乐满足，主的爱成为他的满足，而且也被主的爱改变了他的生命，他甘愿做主爱的奴仆 slave of love。 我们一同翻到旧约雅歌书第一章第四节，最能说明他的经历，希望也成为我们的经历。第一章第四节，我们一同来读：愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。愿主的爱来吸引我们，不是世界来吸引我们，不是别人来吸引我们，乃是主来吸引我们，我们一生快跑来跟随他。同样保罗在哥林多后书第五章十四节做见证，是神的爱，基督的爱激励着他，他所以愿意能够侍奉传福音为主受苦，因着什么？基督的爱激励着他。其次Francis 他的一生，他的生命可以说这个爱的生命，充满了基督的爱，爱的生命，所以带出爱的侍奉。他的侍奉不是因为他的意志，也不是因着教王的要求，也不是因为人的需要，是因为 Christ's love compelled，神的爱激励着他，催逼着他，是个爱的流露，爱的生命的侍奉。第三，他的灵性的经验的第三点， Francis 原名他父亲给他取名是 John， 好像施洗约翰一样 John the Baptist， 但是后来他父亲从法国回来就给他改名 Francis， 其实 Francis 这个字原来的意思就是 Little Frenchman， 一个小小的法国人。但是很奇妙，虽然他名字是叫做 Francis， 他的生命跟他的侍奉却像他原来的名字施洗约翰，因为他过得非常简单贫穷的生活，常常用很多时间进食祷告，他伤心贫穷，他也要持守贫穷，甚至他的修道会得到很多的金钱，很多的供应，很多的物质，他白白得来，他就怎么白白的舍去，绝对不为自己的修会存任何的金钱。甚至有一次 他的同工觉得需要盖一个大楼，一个房子，让大家可以开会，可以居住，得到很多的捐款，得到很多的材料。结果同工在那边盖房子， Francis 跑到屋顶上面去拆房子，他说不准盖，我们的信仰，我们的领受就是要持守贫穷，我们不要拥有任何的这些大楼、物质、财富， zero property， 不要有任何的财产、金钱。的确，当时的天主教就是因为这些的财富、田地、房子被败坏了，他是无钱一身轻啊。真的没有钱是一身轻的啊！你有很多的财富，很多的产业，很多的东西，你去管理这些东西你就麻烦了，又要担心这个，又要担心那个。当时这些主教他们的精神不是在牧会，都是在管理这些财产啊，要与这些君王来斗争啊，要得到更多的好处啊，维持整个大教会的开支啊，要建造圣彼得大教堂要用多少的黄金，多少的钱财，他们为这些去经营筹算忧虑，发行赦罪券，越走越偏差。所以 Francis 他一生真的像施洗约翰过简单贫穷的生活，而更像的地方就是他一生到处向施洗约翰传悔改认罪神爱世人的真理，传人要爱神的信息。所以他去到很多地方去传道，带领许多的人悔改，将自己的生命献给神，他也指责教会的罪。而最宝贵的地方，他以自己的贫穷成为别人的富足，他得到很多的捐钱，很多的奉献，但是他绝对不为自己的修道会做任何的保留、任何的计划、任何的打算。他持守每一个的修道士过马太福音第十章第一节到第十节的生活，没有钱财，没有超过两件的衣服，他白白的得来，白白的舍去，对自己毫无保留。所以他反对修道会，他的修会有产业，有任何的财富跟物业，要绝对的贫穷，好让自己的生命成为一个流通倒空的管道，可以让神的恩典透过这个倒空的器皿跟管道不断的涌流到别人的身上，不允许自己的生命有任何的保留、任何的财富成为那个拦阻跟堵塞。这个空的器皿好承载神的恩典，流出神的恩典。第四，他的灵性经验，我们一同来看罗马书第八章。他把这段圣经活出来了，这是我们平常很少注意的，但是他的一生他真的活出了罗马书第八章十九节到二十二节。好，让我们一同来读第八章十九。受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因哪叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦， 直到如今。有没有注意到这四节圣经，每一节圣经都提到一件事情，提到什么？受造之物，受造之物，受造之物，受造之物，一切的走兽万物在神的计划当中也有一个的位置。神要让受造之物也脱离败坏的辖制，能够得享神儿女自由的荣耀。而 Francis 的一生，他的传道，他不但爱神，也是爱神所创造的自然界里面的这些飞禽走兽，甚至他跟这些飞鸟做朋友。他认为这一切受造之物都是神恩典的作为，也是神所爱的。有一次他看到一大群的鸟停在一个地方，他居然走过去向着这些飞鸟呢传道讲道。讲什么呢？他说，飞鸟兄弟们啊，你们要好好的歌唱来赞美创造你们的主哦。他给你们羽毛翅膀可以飞，给你美丽的天空为家，更为你们预备了食物。结果当他这样讲完之后，这些鸟呢都很兴奋，在那边又跳又叫拍翅膀，好像在那边赞美神。 Francis 看到他就很兴奋。也有一次他在外面讲道，结果有一群鸟飞来停在他旁边，吱吱喳喳的叫，吵得要命。 Francis 没有把他们赶走，但是 Francis 怎么说呢？他说，飞鸟兄弟们啊，你们来已经讲够了，请你们安静，现在轮到我讲了。你看他对飞鸟神所创造的何等的尊重，何等的爱。瞧，我们今天就飞石头丢他们赶他们走，他不是哦，他爱他们，尊重他们，而且他还保护动物。有一次他看到一个羊要被牵去宰杀，他心里面实在怜悯，他就出钱了，把羊买了，把它放了。甚至他也在旷野遇到豺狼跟虎豹，他能够跟这些豺狼讲话，豺狼本来咬他的要来吃他的，却成为他的朋友，成为他的保护。然后他对神的创造那么的尊重，那么的爱护，他写了一首歌叫《太阳兄弟之歌》啊，在我们上礼拜的讲义啊，我有发给大家的，大家可以看一看《太阳之歌》。我来把那个找一下，上礼拜有发的，大家找到吗？上礼拜发的一个讲义啊，有翻成中文的一份，我在网路上面找到它的中文翻译。可以借我来读一下吗？我现在不知道夹在哪里。好，这是英文的，中文的有没有？我有没有发给你们？
没有中文。
诶，我好像找到一个中文的，是不是我忘了发给你们？有一个中文的，翻成中文的我记得。好，那我再回去 research 一下，我好像看到一个中文的《第一兄太阳之歌》。好，那这个英文的我有。好，我们来很快读一下。好，好，我们看一下这个讲义，《太阳兄弟之歌》。Most High, All Powerful, Good Lord, Yours are the praises, the glory, the honor, and all the blessing. To you alone, Most High, do they belong, and no man is worthy to mention your name. Praised be you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially your brother Sun. 太阳兄弟要来赞美你, who is the day and through whom you give us light, And he is beautiful and radiant with great splendor and bears a likeness of you, Most High One.
我们的太阳兄弟发出这种亮光，他最像我们的主，好像公义的日头。
Praise be you, my Lord, through sister moon and the star.
他称这个月亮跟星星是姐妹
,sister moon and stars in heaven. You form them clear and precious and beautiful.
Praise be you, my Lord, through brother wind. 风大哥也要来赞美你。
And through the air cloudy and serene, and every kind of weather through which you give sustenance to your creatures.
Praise be you, my Lord, through sister water, 冻水要赞美他。
Praise be you, my Lord, through brother fire,
重火也要赞美你。
Praise be you, my Lord, through our sister mother earth,
你看 mother earth 这个观念从他来了。地球像我们的母亲一样，整个地球也要赞美你。
Praise be you, my Lord, through those who give pardon for your love and bear infirmity and tribulation.
那些得蒙赦免的人更要赞美你。这里看到 Francis 真的是不单是爱人，也爱神所创造的万物众兽。所以有人称 Francis 是第一位环保的先锋啊。而且也是这个 vegetarian, 他是不会去伤害这些动物，刺激这些动物的人。好。然后我们来归纳 Francis 他的灵性的生活，可以归纳成四点。他灵性的生活，第一，强调完全绝对的顺服基督 ，total obedience to Christ。他不顺从人，只单单顺从神。假如人的教导跟神有冲突，他不顾一切的，他只顺从基督。我们可以看《使徒行传》第五章。29节，彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。很可惜今天很多时候许多的传道人是顺从人却不顺从神，但是 Francis 一生就是顺从神。第二，他操练每时刻的祷告，仰望神，爱慕神，好像爱人每时刻恋慕着他的配偶。他真的操练做到的帖撒罗尼迦前书5:17所说的不住的祷告，不住的祷告。打错了，改一下那个讲义啊，那个讲义有很多地方打漏的，打错了。他真的能够操练到 pray at all time and love God, 在爱里面不断的向主祷告，仰慕他，赞扬他的荣美，被主的爱跟美丽所吸引。第三 ，desire to suffer with Christ， 他愿意切慕的与基督一同受苦。腓立比书1:29，不但信服基督，也为主受苦。第四，我们刚才所读的罗马书8:19-22，不但爱神所创造的人，也爱神所创造的万物飞禽走兽。他的爱是何等的宽广。最后，我们可以因着法兰西斯他的侍奉，我们可以有些的反省。你从他的这样的侍奉跟生命的这样一个见证，你觉得我们需要得到什么的反省或提醒？
我想有三方面值得我们去提醒的，来反省的，就是第一，他针对当时天主教的富有，在富有当中而堕落了，他高举甘愿贫穷，爱上贫穷，过贫穷的生活。我想这一点也是值得我们今天在北美，在欧洲的教会需要反省的。我们如何处在富足当中，却不爱富足，却能够因为爱主的缘故白白得来，也愿意白白的舍出去，好做神忠心的管家。今天在很多富足的基督教的国家里面，我相信没有强调这个 stewardship 管家的观念。我们的财富其实不是我们的，是神交在我们手中来托管，我们需要忠心的做神的管家。所以第二点我们需要反省的就是，财富不是罪，财富的确是神的祝福。假如我们看旧约圣经，特别看到申命记28章，神就在各方面物质方面祝福我们，但是很可惜，神物质的祝福很多时候为什么会变成一个罪的咒诅？财富是咒诅哦，为什么会变成咒诅？就是当我们把财富取代了神，在财富当中享受财富的这些的丰富，追求财富而过于追求神，甚至滥用我们的财富，没有做神百般恩赐的好管家，所以在财富当中堕落了，在财富当中受到神的审判，受到咒诅。神要把财富物质给我们，目的是做什么？好让我们可以 glorify God， 好让我们得着这一切的物质丰富，能够荣耀神，把荣耀归给神，更感恩，来图报神，能够做成忠心的管家。所以这两方面要非常的小心。对，我们一定因着爱神的缘故得着物质的祝福，财富的祝福，但是当我们得着这些祝福的时候，我们一定要非常的谨守谨慎，我们要透过这些财富 to glorify God， 好让我们更荣耀神，更爱神，更追求神。第二，更谨慎的做神的忠心的管家。这些财富不是属于我们的，我们需要按着神的心意能够给出去，给出去。假如不给出去的话，这些财富会成为你的咒诅。做忠心的管家，其实得很容易，给出去最难。真的基督徒发财的很容易的啊，你只要好好的过圣洁的生活，好好的苦干啊，不发天酒地，你过5年10年，你在美国一定会富足起来的。但是得很容易，给很难。基督徒没有受到这种给的教导，却在富足当中堕落了。所以两个重点， to glorify God and to be his faithful steward， 要做成忠心的管家，否则财富会成为我们的咒诅，不是件好事哦。假如我们不好好教导我们的弟兄姊妹去怎么去理财，这个理财不是做投资哦，不是家信理财那个理财哦，如何做神忠心的管家，白白得来，白白的给出去。第三，值得我们反省的， Francis 的灵性生活是一个 spirituality of action，是个行动的灵性生活，
不是单单只是把自己关锁在山上洞里祷告而已，他真的是落实走到群众当中，走在贫穷当中，成为这些贫穷者的福音，有福音传给贫穷人。他所看重的，觉得真正有需要福音的是贫穷的人。好，
最近有那个姐妹叫 Heidi Baker， 她就是听到她非洲建立了4000所教会，然后她就是跟这些长麻风病的贫穷的这些无家可归在一起。
Amen。
然后去服侍他们，她喜欢跟这些贫穷在一起。
对，所以 Charles 讲到 Heidi Baker 在南非的侍奉，就是在这些贫穷病弱麻风病人当中做他们的服侍。所以 Francis 他的灵性的经历是一个行动的灵性生活，他不谈这些深奥的神学高言大志，却以实际的爱心行动来帮助人活出基督，不是单单只是讲基督的奥秘，在那边讲神学，成为一个学院派，一个学术派。过去整个西方的神学为什么堕落，就是因为我们进到学院派，只是讲神学理论啊，讲神学，讲新派，却没有真正的走出教会，在社会人群当中有真实爱心的行动跟见证。所以感谢神啊，汪迪兄啊，帮助这个帮忙的事工是很重要的啊，我们真的是需要有基督的爱心跟见证。所以我们发现为什么慈济在全世界做成那么大的震撼跟影响，他们任何的灾难马上就走出来啊。所以接着的大海啸他们最早都发动，在台湾就是募款走出来，把钱把人送到灾区。我们就叫我们讲了很多，也放在祷告里面祷告了很久，但是看不到行动。但是 Francis 他强调行动， Spirituality of action， Faith of action， 信仰是有行动的，也是他一生侍奉的一个写照。好，有没有其他的问题？本来想在有些时间讲讲他的遗嘱，他的 will， 但我想我们因为要看一个 video， 我们就不讲他的遗嘱了啊，回去看看他的遗嘱，就看到他生命的写照，上礼拜有发出来他的 will 啊。还有另外一份他后期的一位天主教的圣徒叫 Bonaventure 对 Francis 的一些描写跟介绍，讲了他如何忠于神的爱，如何传扬福音啊，也是一个很好对他的一个介绍啊。那这两份大家可以回去看一看。好，那我们下面的时间啊，我们就用大概35分钟可以看一下这样的一个 Francis 法兰西斯的一个电影啊。
那个 Saint Bonaventure 是哪一国？他是哪一国
的？要查考一下。
那哪个世纪？
他是差不多同一个世纪，他是在也是在12世纪的一个人啊。好，那个拉下，然后前面的灯帮忙关一下。可能不会影响，讲的没有影响。要拉开也可以。focus 好像不是很好啊，看看。Good， 好。
Forgive me, mother.
他的母亲。
Bring brightness into our house, my son, but the world needs you. Go your way.
He 他放下他的家庭，离别他的母亲，开始走修道的道路，侍奉的道路。
beg you, my Lord, let me hear you. Give me true faith, firm hope, and show me your way. What do you want me to do, my Lord? Do you not see, my son, that the church has fallen down? Build up my house again.
Who gives me stones?
Right.
Church of San Damiano, me stones.
Here. Take these.
Shouting about?
It's your old friend Francis.
He must be going mad.
His madness is working miracles at the Church of San Damiano.
You've been there?
Well, my duties take me everywhere. I have to know what's happening to fall to the bishop. Yes, the church wall is almost finished.
Why doesn't he beg for food or money?
Take stones to build a church.
都有石头，你不能因为捐献这些石头而赎罪，但是神也会悦纳你的石头。
Francis's renunciation of wealth than in your king's greed.
拒绝财富。
What have you told her, to reject a man's love, for she might find happiness with it?
I would not deny her any true joy. But it is for God to say where that may lie, not you.
Fanatical hypocrite. You disgust me.
We were just about out of supplies, Bernard. There's more where these came from. You can have as much as you need, just us.
I ask for nothing, but the Lord asks for your heart.
I am one of you.
Well, brothers, thanks to your willing hands and hearts, this church will very soon be complete.
Then what shall we do after that?
Patience, Giles, we shall be told.
But Francis, must we not look a little ahead to what our rule should be?
Let us ask God to be our guide. If thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and follow me. Take nothing for your journey, neither staff nor wallet, nor bread nor money. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. These three verses will be our guide. They will be our life and our rule, brothers. To the glory of God.
Amen.
Join you. My name is Juniper.
Both of you? You are welcome, Juniper. Most welcome. But don't you think Brother Lamb would be happier with his mother?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Juniper, meet your brothers. This is Bernard, who was once a rich merchant. Sabatino, a shoemaker. And Giles, who left his farms.
Vigilantio, a cobbler. And Philip, our scholar. John. And Tancredi, both formerly consecrated knights. Sylvester, of the Church of San Rubino. And Morico, our nobleman. We are very happy to have you with us.
Good morning, Canon. I must speak to you. You seem troubled, Canon.
And I am troubled. My heart is drawn to you, but...
Francis, I have just talked with the bishop. He's troubled, too. Are you trying to establish a religious order here with your handful of dreamers?
Brothers, this concerns us all. It is true that we are only 11 at the moment. But soon, pray God, will be many more.
No, it's not the number. But don't you know that church law explicitly forbids you to establish a new religious order? Yes, of course, you have the permission of the Pope.
Oh. Well, then, let's ask the Pope. Yes, we'll go to Rome. If we must ask, we must ask. Are you thinking that the Holy Father might not concern himself with an order of only 11?
At this moment, brother, I'm thinking that perhaps there are 12 of us. You'll accept me.
Then.
fine morning like this? Why? You have wings to race across a blue sky, a beak for seed and water, green trees for nests, even a voice for song. So sing your love to the Creator and thank Him for your blessings.
They're showing us the way to Rome.
Spoken with the Holy Father, and pray that we may succeed.
Look.
Oh, it looks impossible, Francis. You need a special permit to get in.
Have faith, Brother Catani. How do we know what is impossible until we try?
Let us pray, brothers.
Excuse me. I'm trying to find His Holiness.
Who are you, Twin? Who are you?
11 brothers and I have come from Assisi to submit our rule. We are new to the procedure.
A new order? This is most unusual. And at the moment, out of the question.
But if you would please take me to the Holy Father, I know he would hear what I have to say.
I wish I could help you. But the Holy Father is occupied with the gravest problems. With the church threatened from all sides, how could he find time to discuss the wishes of 11 friars?
12, Your Eminence.
Your pass, you must have safe conduct.
No, I have not.
Lead is too severe, too ambitiously severe. But you must understand, Francis, your own devotion is not in doubt. But in establishing an order, one must also think of those who come after. They may not be as strong as you. In fact, they're not likely to be.
Your strict adherence to absolute poverty is unrealistic. To maintain an order requires property. This allows for none.
It is God's will that I have none. If we have property, we shall need arms to defend it. No, from property comes strife.
The church does not sanction extremes of any kind. Perhaps if you could relax your rule a little.
Your Holiness, our Lord lived in extremity, and so I believe he demands me to do. How can I bargain with my belief?
We all have to make concessions, Francis. In this world, we have to be reasonable or fail.
I cannot defy the guidance of God.
What, do you dare to defy this council and me?
I have no choice.
In that case, my son, your request has been denied.
But all we ask is to be allowed to live our lives in the manner of the Gospels. It is not I who request that we should live so. It is laid down in God's word.
Your Holiness, your Eminences, if we say that such a way of life is impossible, we declare that the Gospel cannot be followed, and so commit ourselves to blasphemy.
I have seen you before, but in a dream. In a dream where our beloved basilica was falling down, and a little monk stepped out from nowhere dressed like you. And with his hands outstretched like that, he upheld the building. Within my soul I rejoiced and I awoke.
This could be so. A voice told me to rebuild the Lord's house. I thought I had to work with stone and mortar, but perhaps I was wrong. Was I wrong?
Perhaps you were. But we need more than stones and places for prayer. The heretics in France. The emperor will not be stopped with bricks and mortar. Neither will Christendom collapse. I believe my dream. And I believe yours too. But you must not think that men can suddenly be made perfect by a rule.
Oh no, we are very imperfect and the poorest of men. But we did walk to Rome and would not go home the poorer for it.
They are here? They are Latin?
Yes.
Then I would like to see them.
These are my followers, my brothers, Your Holiness.
Are you certain that God and men will continue to assist you? Are you my son?
I trust in the Lord.
Go then, Francis. Your request is granted. May the devotion of you and your followers strengthen the whole church. And when the Lord increases the number of your flock, come back to me. And I will entrust you then with greater tasks. And let your order be an example to all of us.
Here, Francis, this is all I've got to give you.
No, no, please keep them.
Thank you, Saint.
Bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and have mercy on you. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace. So generous to let us cut these branches from your trees. You've worked as hard as any brother.
I've been jealous of your brothers, working with you to restore San Damiano, San Angelo, San Pietro. If the Brotherhood keeps growing so, you'll be able to restore all the churches in Italy. You certainly have proved to everyone that God is on your side.
Have I won you to my side?
I've always been there. I'm looking forward to hearing you on Palm Sunday.
Thank you. And thank you, Father, for these olive branches, too.
Goodbye, Francis.
Goodbye, Claire. All right, we're ready. Till now, we've been like skylarks all in one field. But Soon, brothers, you'll be leaving for faraway places. You, Zachary, for Spain. John, to Germany. Father will be carrying our love into Morocco.
Father, will you grant me permission to go with John? I can say, yeah. It means yes in Germany.
And I say no. It means that you're better skylarking at home.
He shouldn't have.
A token of my admiration.
You make it very difficult for me to thank you.
Why should it be so difficult to thank me? Claire, why have I seen you only 3 times in the last 2 weeks and never alone?
Sometimes it's better to stay away than to hear what is hurtful.
Why should I hurt you? I worship you.
Every time you insult and belittle Francis, you hurt me.
Well, can you honestly see what's so wonderful and spiritual about throwing away one's possessions to the poor? Can you?
Can you imagine our Lord Jesus Christ living as a wealthy man on earth?
With all due respect to a sanctuary, Francis is not Christ on earth.
I'll be late for prayer.
I'm sorry I said that. May I escort you?
My father would miss your company.
Father has given me permission to escort you all the way to the altar. If you hate love, you hate life, and if you do, your eyes don't say so.
Please, Paulo. Please, give me time to consider.
We haven't got the time. I'm off to the Crusades, and who knows when or if I'll return.
I'll pray for your safe return.
Let the priest pray. You can do much better than that. You can make it possible so that nothing on earth will stand in my way of coming back to you.
Paulo, don't you understand? It is nothing on earth that stands in the way.
Don't talk like that. Don't speak like that. It's not you. It's Francis speaking through you. He's a disease. He wants to change you. I don't. I want you as you are because I love you. It's you I love, Claire.
If you ask for love, then you must believe in it.
Injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Praise ye the Lord.
Help me to know thy will.
accept my humble sacrifice. Help me in my decision to be thy servant, O God.
Do you know what you're asking?
By your example, I have been called. All my life I have longed to find to what I could give my whole devotion. Love has been a confused thing in me until I saw your love of all life and all God's creatures. I wish to be devoted to that love.
Do you know what that means? Can you follow the way of humility and poverty? Can you, Claire? Your path will be spread with thorns.
Where is Claire?
She's cured herself some time ago. She should be here with her guests. It's not like Claire to show this lack of courtesy.
Spends a lot of time in prayer now, doesn't she?
Oh, sensitive young soul through this phase. No, there's nothing the matter with Claire that a happy marriage will not cure.
We sail from Venice a week from today. I hope the marriage contracts aren't delayed.
It's already drawn up. Now let me ask Aunt Paula to fetch the girl while we talk of the dowry.
Father will kill me when you hide out. No one will harm you.
Is there any doubt in your heart?
None whatever.
I've asked the Mother Superior of the Benedictine Sisters to help you take your vows.
Aunt Juana, could tell Papa of my decision. God help me.
What do you ask?
I ask to be accepted as a bride of the Lord in the monastic life.
Will you be able to observe the rule and the way of living it dictates, and take the three vows of obedience, poverty, and chastity?
With the help of God, I hope to. After me, I renounce the world and all its vanities.
I renounce the world and all its vanities.
If you would embrace the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, peace must follow.
I didn't learn your language to hear these insults. You wish to die?
I am prepared to die for peace.
You die a brave man, but you are not reasonable. You want me to worship your Christ, but I reply, you come to Mohammed. You embrace the faith of the great prophet of God. There also lies peace.
Order your servants to build a great fire. Let me and your priest enter its flames. Then God may show us whose is the greater faith.
My priests do not appear eager to submit to your test. However, I'll see to it that they accept your challenge. Have a fire built in front of the tent.
Sacrifice me for this man's
men. Allah has not been served well today. But fear in a few priests is not enough to prove that you are right.
Then I will enter the fire alone.
Have you no fear at all?
I fear only my sins. For if I should be burned to death, it would be due only to them. But if God protects me, you must admit that both his power and compassion are very great.
I would.
Then will you promise, both for yourself and for your people, that if I come out of this fire unharmed, you will embrace the faith of my God?
What is it that gives you such courage? Your faith or your blindness?
My faith in God's love.
Is it your God's great love that drives Christians to fight wars, to kill, to plunder and destroy? Do they deserve sacrifices such as yours?
If men were more perfect, they would need less compassion. God is not in the sword or in the taking of life, but in the giving of life. For he is love. God, go with me.
Stop. Don't kill yourself. Return to your people in safety and tell the Christians that if they were all like you, I would not hesitate to kneel to your God. And if our peoples continue to pursue the ways of hate, then war upon war will return until we will become the destroyers of the world. Only Allah knows which of us is right. I will arrange a safe journey for you to the city of your Christ, Jerusalem. Stay there in peace. You have not made a Christian today, but you have made a true friend.
That is the first step. Peace be with you.
Damietta, the strongest fortification in Egypt. I also hear the richest. The plunder alone will justify the struggle.
Minister of Burns, if only you would read the new rule. Read it through. The spirit is the same, though the intention.
At least he's alive. I felt that his failures in the Holy Land had broken him.
He's been grievously ill. But there's no failure in him now.
The failure is in me. I've won honor by the sword, possessions through power. All these years I've chased a phantom. I find life now empty, no joy in it. Reverend Mother, what does a man do who is not born to be a friar? I hated Francis, for I felt he'd robbed me of the one woman I loved. Then I did him a great harm. That is why I came, to ask his forgiveness.
Where there is true love, forgiveness is already there. sufferings are now taking their toll. He's dying, Paulo.
He's dying.
Go to him.
Elias, Cardinal Ugolino.
Is this what your faith and love has brought you? Poor fool, I pity you.
We'll go into the desert, Juniper, to pray. God give you peace, Paulo.
Those fools go into the desert now. They'll end up as dry bones.
Drink this, boy.
Alive. We heard that you were a prisoner in the Sultan's camp and that you had suffered martyrdom.
Friction, much dissatisfaction in the order. Some brothers felt that they were suffering hardships needlessly. Others felt that begging was no longer a sufficient means of supporting our growing order. And you? How did you personally feel? I believed, along with the Cardinal, that we could do far more good in this world by becoming self-supporting, which of course implied acquiring property. No. By example we must live. There is no other way. By example. The order has spread all over Europe. Can so large an organization be governed by your example?
Yes, by mine. By yours.
By Christ's. And by the rule, our rule of no possessions, no property. Without property or power, the order can't exist. The rule has been under reconsideration by the Pope, Cardinal Ugolino, the brothers, and me. I had hoped you'd listen to reason. I have listened to reason. And I find it as much out of place as these silver pitchers, these golden chalices. Forgive me, Elias, sir. This could not be were I not so weak in faith. Forgive me. Francis, believe me, much of this is designed to relieve you of daily cares, administrative burdens. If only you would read the new rule. Read it through. The spirit is the same, though the interpretation must be in accordance with our numbers. I'm sorry, my eyes will not read this rule. Then trust in me and sign it. I trust in the Lord.
And our Lord himself dictated our rule. Therefore, it should be obeyed literally without interpretation. Without interpretation.
This rule will go into effect with or without your signature. There will be less confusion, less pain, if you approve it willingly. The pen.
The words of the gospel. How could you change them? These were the words of Christ. Without interpretation, without change.
Solitude and in such a dark cave?
I'm never alone. Sometimes in the darkness I see his light shine brighter than the sun.
I have brought you some food.
Well, thank you for the thought, sister, but I'm fasting.
Your whole life has been a celebration of self-denial. These are simply berries God gave me by the wayside.
Well, I wouldn't want to seem ungrateful to God or to you.
Also, I have brought this ointment for your eyes.
Since I rewrote Elias's rule and retreated to this cave, I have little need for seeing. But they are poor eyes to read God's word. Sister, here, come here. What does it say? Here.
And they took a lance and thrust it into his side.
The passion. Always the passion now. Yet the Lord has not even considered me worthy of martyrdom. Now I'm to grow old and taste failure. You know, last night in the sleepless hush, I could see the moon in all its simplicity. And the voice came again and whispered to me. And it was the devil. You failed, he said. What have you to show but a dispersed flock and a broken rule? Better by far that you've been father of a family and sold cloth.
Francis, this was the devil. You have spread a blessedness throughout the whole world. Your joy is to come.
But have I done everything I was told to do? Was I wrong in believing the Lord had spoken to me?
Am I to give comfort now to the man who has been the sole comfort of my life? Here's the sun. I see the whole of the mountainside touched by him, as though the little tall cypress trees were all the hosts of heaven on the march in silver armor.
I've seen it so.
Look. Can you see the sun on the hills?
No.
The clouds like new flocks of white sheep coming up from behind them.
No, but I see the sun himself. And I see the cross stood against the sky. And it's time for me to pray. Please leave me, beloved Sister Claire. Leave me to that sun, that cross, and him.
Give you peace, Francis.
我们还有几分钟看完这一段，可能他的圣餐我们就要结束了。
He has not earned. Abase me
that my brothers may rise. Punish me, that men may raise up even a little way by the pattern of thy pain in me. God, take me to thyself soon. And with a loud voice he cried, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, my despair is not worthy to be seen in the light of thy great agony. I love thee. Thy heavens, thy glory, thy cross.
啊，因为时间实在是受限制，它整个电影是1小时45分钟。对，我们假如同学需要再看呢详细的啊，可以跟学校借哈。好，那现在时间刚刚啊，还有2分钟到10点钟啊，我们就停在这边啊，我们就啊一同做一个感谢结束的祷告。哈利路亚，赞美你！哈利路亚，赞美你！哈利路亚，赞美你！赞美你！哈利路亚，赞美！哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美！主耶稣，我们感谢你，做这些受难节的前夕，做让我们在思想你的十字架，你是爱我，为我舍己，做让我们在这看到你为了我们罪的缘故。被挂在木头上，因着你受的鞭伤，我们得着医治；因着你受的刑罚，我们得着平安。所以我们再次来到你的十字架的面前，仰望你的十字架，我们更愿意背十字架来跟随你，主要帮助我们，主能够以基督你的心为心，主你的一生，你的生活，主你说飞鸟有巢，狐狸有洞，人子没有枕首的地方，主让我们甘愿为主的缘故，我们接受一切的艰难困苦的挑战， 主啊，让你基督的爱再次来激励我们，充满我们。主啊，我们看到你的仆人圣法兰西斯的见证，主啊，因着他的舍己，因着他的顺服，因着他白白的得来，白白的舍去，成为许多许多的人的祝福。主啊，拨开我们，成为你的生命饼，因着我们的破碎拨开，如同主被破碎拨开，成为众人的祝福。主啊，让我们不单单今天晚上知道听见 Francis 的教训，看到他的一些的榜样，主啊，让他所经历的十架的大爱也成为我们的经历。主啊，让我们能够真的效法基督，在我们的生活彰显你的荣美，你的大能，带领我们每位弟兄姊妹，让你复活生命的大能再次来充满我们，浇灌我们，你的爱再次来浇灌我们，让主你的爱来吸引我们，我们就快跑来跟随你。主，我们赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你。主，让我们常常思想你的十字架，哦，让你的十字架再次的活现在我们的心里，成型在我们的生命里面，让我们活着就是基督，死了就有益处。我们赞美你，听我们同心的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。